I love my city name.
I just walk by your city and I see like I see the city of Compton Gangbang. I'm like,
it's showtime. Let's kick some ass.
All your base are belong to us.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is Three Hit Combo Podcast, the world's most Skyped podcast. My name is Matt, and I am here with the Anditron 3000. What's up, Andy?
Hello, viewers. How are you doing?
This week we got some surprise snow, so
Dude, came out of nowhere.
We're doing this over Skype. It did come out of nowhere.
Like, all right, so I opened this morning, so I was up at 4:30. Nothing in the sky. Everything was dry. I get to work. Between work and 2 o'clock, it was like watching a shitstorm happen.
Yeah, it was insane. And like last night, it was raining most of the night. And I saw on my phone, they're like, oh, chance of flurries. I'm like, oh, I guess I'm not going to do that.
Did you hear the thunder?
No.
Yeah, we had thunder out here by us.
We had thunder a couple nights ago that was really loud.
Really?
Yeah.
I must have been passed out.
But it was like 4 a.m. that I noticed that. There was like a couple of little flurries in my yard, and I was like, oh, that's going to melt by morning or something like that. And I wake up like at around 1, and I go on Facebook, and everyone's like talking about snow. I'm like, what? So I roll over and look out my window. I'm like, holy shit. The fuck is this?
Oh, that's awesome.
And it's like blowing snow, too. It's like,
yeah.
It's like blizzard snow. Fucking yeah. Ridiculous.
Like, we were supposed to have a bread bash tonight, but there's emails going around like, hey, you guys should probably not do that.
Fuck it, we're hardcore.
Yeah, we'll put our bread.
Do the bread bash over Skype.
We gotta learn about pasta.
All right, if you look at my webcam, this is the new pasta. I will take a bite of it for you to let you know how it tastes.
It tastes delicious.
So that sucks, especially because it's fucking March. This is the time where the snow should be receding.
Yes.
Although I say that every year, but we always get like one big snowstorm in March.
Yeah. Hopefully this is the last.
But still, it was like 54 degrees yesterday.
Nice.
And today it's like all blizzardy and snowy. It's like, goddamn, come on. Fucking decide.
Marungi.
What's up?
I have, I guess not thoroughly, but I've given Adobe Audition CS6 a little feel around, touchy feel around.
Uh-huh.
It's pretty nice.
Is it?
Yeah, you should give it a checksies.
I will give it a checksies.
Yeah. So how's your week been going?
Pretty good. Playing a lot of Civilization.
Yeah. Dude, my computer was being a dick, dude.
Yeah, that's
like it worked fine the next morning. It was like, nah, I'm done. I'm done for the night.
Yeah, Andy and I played with 5 other people in what we called Civapalooza, or Tyler wants to call it Civaganza, but he's wrong.
Civapalooza sounds cooler.
That's what I said. And it was pretty cool. It was 7 human players. We had no computers.
Which that's rare.
That is rare. It was fun, too.
Yeah. The rounds went pretty darn fast sometimes.
Yeah, sometimes. There was other times where it's like, dude, come on.
Yeah.
And I was, man, I was doing so good when we stopped playing because I was getting the most science.
How long did you guys play after my computer pooped out?
Well, when your computer pooped out, we decided to take a break. And then when I came back, I told him, I was like, yeah, Andy's computer's done. And I was fine with still playing because I was like, how many times are we going to get everyone together
that
again? So I was like, why don't we just keep playing? Because, you know, chances are slim we're going to get all 7 people together again anytime soon. But everyone else decided, well, just in case, we'll save it and play something else. So we played some board game online.
Oh, okay. Cool.
So it is still saved from when your computer pooped out.
Oh, thank God. I was doing decent culture-wise.
I don't know if you could hear, but like after Camilla came over and you muted your mic, I don't know if you were listening to us, but we were cracking up over your city names.
Yeah, I love my city name.
I just walk by your city and I see the city of Compton Gangbang. I'm like, God damn it, Andy.
What were my other ones? I don't remember.
Dude, I don't remember. I remember Compton Gangbang the best, and there was another one that was pretty hilarious.
And then I had my religion was Arabian Goggles.
That's right.
Oh my god, what the fuck was my cities? God damn it.
Whatever they were funny.
Yeah.
I just remember Compton Gangbang, and I only saw two of your cities, so there's one I can't remember.
That's all.
Oh, I see. I had I had four for the longest time, and I'm on my way to settle a fifth one.
Nice.
One of them is like, there's this one just circle of douche where...
Circle of douche?
Where Arya has his capital, and there's a natural wonder over there, and Taylor and I were racing to it, but Taylor got there first, and so he settled there, and Arya was like, dude, what are you doing settling near me? And so then I was just pissed, so I settled between both of them.
Oh, nice.
So there's just three of us there with, like, borders at the, or units at the borders, and we're all just like, come on, do something, I fucking dare you, do something.
Did anybody do anything?
Taylor attacked Arya, and Taylor then offered me, like, every resource he had. And like 15 gold per turn for 30 turns if I would go to war with Arya.
Jesus.
So I took it, but I didn't go to war with Arya.
Jesus.
I just sent my units to the borders to make it look like I was going to war.
Oh my god.
And then Arya sent me a deal. It wasn't a great deal, but it was still worth something. It was like a lump sum of 100 gold, like 2 gold per turn or something like that, to make peace with him. So I took that too.
Nice.
So I had both these deals going.
You're the dealer master.
Because I had no interest in this arrangement, so I was just taking whatever deals I could get.
That is beautiful.
So, yeah, that was pretty cool. Also, for anyone listening, I did get L.A. Noire to work. I posted on the Facebook page. I don't think
What'd
I posted on
What'd you have to finally
Twitter.
Do?
I just had to run Steam as an administrator.
Oh, yeah, you already told me how you do
it. I looked it up online, and I don't know what I got myself into, but apparently there were a ton of issues with L.A. Noire on the PC.
Really?
Yeah, so far it looks like everything's working for me. I just hope I don't run into anything else.
Yeah.
Like, it was, gosh, what night was it? Thursday night that I was going to play L.A. Noire, but I couldn't get it to launch, so I ended up playing Tony Hawk's Pro Skater HD.
Nice. Did you stream that?
Yeah.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, I streamed that for like a little over an hour.
Very nice. I don't even need to stream Tony Hawk then.
Oh, you can stream Tony Hawk. Tony Hawk's Pro Skater HD, I'm going to be honest, is not that fun.
Is it?
No, because there's no storyline to it or anything.
Isn't it just a remake of Tony Hawk Pro Skater 2?
I don't think so. If it is, then I guess I think Tony Hawk Pro Skater 2 is good because of the nostalgia, because I did not have fun.
Oh, all right. Because
it was just like, go to the school and collect skate. And then once you do all these tasks, you open up a 2-minute skate on the mall. I don't know. I just didn't have fun with it. Unlike, I don't know, Tony Hawk's 3 and 4 and Underground, where you actually had like a story to go with it.
Did you ever play, oh, god damn it.
Play
Tony Hawk Online?
No, I never played Tony Hawk Online.
Dude, oh my god. Well, Tony Hawk Underground had an online function for the PS2, and I had the cable modem for it.
Oh, nice.
And, dude, there were people that after the round ends, if you're doing high score, after the round ends, would continue doing trick combos for like 2 minutes afterwards.
Oh my god.
Like, that's just how good they were.
I remember when I was playing Underground, like, when it first came out, I was at least good enough where, like, if I was trying to keep a trick combo going, but there was nothing around me, I was able to keep doing a manual until I got to like a ramp or
very nice. Or something. Did you ever play any of the skates?
I haven't, no, but Stefan has, and he loves those games.
Yes.
I hear they're really good.
They're original. Oh, it was so awesome to not play like Tony Hawk, to play like realistically.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, it was amazing. I don't want to give Skate 3. I bet that's cheap now.
Dude, if you can, you should try and stream Underground 1.
Underground 1? All right, I'll see if I can find it.
I always thought Underground 1 was, like, the best of the Tony Hawk series.
That is very true.
It had everything. It had, like, a story. It had a character, which previous games didn't really have, but then you still had all these really sweet tricks you can do. It was, like, kind of everything came together. So.
Here we go.
Yeah. All right, Andy, do you just want to get into gaming news? Because I have a bunch.
Yeah.
I have a lot.
Works for me.
All right, let's do it.
Let the games begin.
Peasant consoles or glorious PC master race? Choose your side.
You know what she did for fun when she was your age? She pushed a hoop with a stick.
This is gaming news.
With a stick.
Andy, the big news of the past week, SimCity.
Dude, they done goofed.
They done goofed hard. Yeah. How is it nobody is ever ready for launch day anymore? Nobody's ready.
It's ridiculous. Every huge game that comes out, just server fuck after server fuck.
It's got to the point where I'm thinking, like, take the game, take what you expect is going to happen on opening day as server load is concerned, and then just, like, add 50% to that.
Yeah, it's...
Expect 50% more players than you think you're going to have.
Yeah.
Because it just keeps happening, you know? Diablo 3 was the same way. Halo 4 was the same way. I'm sure there were other games that I can't really think off the top of my head right now, but there were a lot of games that just aren't ready for launch day.
You know who usually is pretty good, though, is the Call of Duties.
Call of Duties, yeah. They are.
It's like they understand that their servers are going to just be hit.
What I don't understand is why are EA servers, like, historically bad?
That is true, dude. I don't get it.
EA servers are like a punchline, you know? It's just like, they're so bad. They're always so bad.
Yeah. And then, what game was it that I got of theirs? Army of Two.
Oh, yeah?
I didn't even play online for that game because their servers were so shitty.
That sucks. I know Battlefield, it was always, you know, connecting to EA servers. Oh, the EA servers are down. Fucking again? They were down yesterday.
Battlefield 3 wasn't too bad, actually.
Good, because Bad Company and Bad Company 2 were awful. They were fun to play. When you actually got in and got a game, they were super fun to play. But goddamn, it was a pain in the ass to get everyone into one game.
Bad Company 1 was a good game.
I liked them both. I thought they were both freaking awesome. I like Bad Company 1, I guess, a little more, but that may be because I played it more. But, SimCity server support is now 40 times faster than it was on launch day. They're working hard to get everybody onto the freaking game. They say it's not quite what they want the servers to be yet, but it is 40 times faster than it was at launch.
You know what? I've actually heard nothing about the actual game itself, just this news.
You know, same here.
Like, if it's a good game, I'll wait a little bit for to get their shit together, but then I'll play it if it's good.
Yeah.
But I haven't heard anything if it's good or not.
And to ease the pain a little bit, EA is going to give SimCity players a free PC game as apology for poor service.
Mass Effect. I don't know.
Yeah, probably not. But they are going to give people a free PC game. I know people weren't able to get refunds. They were having a hard time getting refunds for the game.
Yeah, I remember seeing that too.
Also, Assassin's Creed 4 single player is going to require an internet connection.
How do you feel about
that? I hate that. I hate it so much.
Matt, I really apologize. Keep going. I really have to take this phone call.
Okay, go ahead.
I super apologize.
No, go ahead. I'm going to test out my chops here. According to Ubisoft, next-gen console versions of Assassin's Creed 4 Black Flag will require an internet connection for the game's single-player campaign. The reasoning behind the decision is due to all the social features they are implementing for the game and the PS4 influencing this decision. I hate this. I hate when games want you to have an internet connection for single-player. Because especially in times where you're just not on the internet. I know it sounds weird, and it doesn't happen a lot for me, but sometimes my internet's not on because Cox sometimes likes to be a bitch. Especially now. I mean, there's a snowstorm going out. It could cut out at any moment. And then I have nothing to do. The internet's down. What am I going to do? So I'm going to play a video game. Well, all my video games want me to be online to play a single-player game. It doesn't make any sense. And Ubisoft has a history of DRM via the internet connection. Like, their digital rights management requires you to always have an internet connection on. I know Ubisoft's kind of going back on that because they got such a big backlash. And it's not clear from this if the reason they're being online is going to have DRM. they're saying it's all the social capabilities of the PS4. But again, that's kind of a choice, you know? They shouldn't be able to force the internet connection on you because of all the social features that you might not even use. I don't know. It doesn't make sense to me. I think Ubisoft just should let us play our single-player game however we want, internet or no internet. According to Miyamoto, the Wii U owners can expect a new and improved interface by summertime. I don't know too much about the Wii U's interface, but I have heard people kind of like, it's not that great. It'd be funny if they brought blades into it, like the old Xbox 360. And Grand Theft Auto needs more than 2 years to properly cook, which is fantastic because I'm so sick of yearly launch games like Call of Duty or Madden, where there's really not that much of a difference between years. Take-Two, the owners of 2K and Rockstar. Hey, what's up?
Sorry, everybody. I really had to take that. It was like a super important work phone call.
Oh, right. Well, right now I'm talking to myself about GTA needs more than 2 years to properly cook.
Who said this?
Take-Two.
Oh, okay. That's totally understandable. I'm willing to wait that long, too.
Oh, easily. And it's been more since GTA 4, you know, so.
Yeah. So. What about the last expansion for the last DLC for GTA 4?
Oh, man, it has to have been more than 2 years.
Yeah, no, I'll agree. It's definitely more than 2 years. Oh, dude, I cannot wait for that game.
It looks to be really good. Now, Take-Two, the owners of 2K and Rockstar, have always been people that take time with their games, which is great because you like seeing a polished game when it comes out.
Yes.
Chief Operating Officer Carl Sotoff was asked recently why they don't release a Grand Theft Auto game every year or every 2 years due to the massive demand for them. And what he had to say was, oftentimes people ask us, why don't you come out with Grand Theft Auto every 2 years? To us, that doesn't make sense because Grand Theft Auto, every single time it comes out, is a brand new experience. You can't possibly do that in 2 years. And if we did that, our product would fatigue and the franchise would degrade from a value perspective. We could have easily churned out a new version year after year without really progressing as a franchise, but if we did that, eventually the fans would lose interest.
Yeah. And they surprisingly, Assassin's Creed's managed to keep putting one out every year, and they're still pretty good.
Wonder how long they can keep that going.
I'm really... Oh, God, I hope this new pirate one's amazing.
The one that really, really doesn't make sense that comes out every year is the Madden franchise.
Yes.
Because
why don't they just do updates?
Oh yeah, all you have to really do is like a roster update.
Yeah.
And if like a team changes its uniform, like a uniform update or something like that.
Yeah, it could easily be patched in.
Easily, but you got to pay $60 every year.
They could do it like that'd be cool if Madden went like subscription.
You think so?
And then do that, like the app or the whole thing itself updates every time a new thing is out. Instead of going out and buying it, you get a subscription that's cheaper.
You know, the Madden and the NCAA football games have like the perfect release time because they come out in July usually.
Yeah.
And that's like when fans are clamoring for football.
Yeah, that's probably why they do it.
Yeah, because football's got a really long off season, and they could just be like, oh, yeah, we'll release our game in July when you want to play football the most. And oh, it sells well every year.
Yeah. Yes, it sells very well. I love how the Madden curse is like... I
think the Madden
curse... I love that it's become a gimmick now and it still actually happens.
I think the Madden curse was broken this year, wasn't it? Or at least... I guess the Madden curse has been broken before, but like once. Let's look up the Madden curse. Let's look it up and see exactly what it has done. Oh, victims. Yeah, because I think this past year the cover was... Oh, fuck. The cover was... Why am I blanking? Andy, why am I blanking?
I don't know. I don't play Madden.
Calvin Johnson. He had a great year.
Did he?
Yeah, he had a great year. The team, not so much, but he had a great year.
That's good.
Oh, God. Garrison Hurst, Barry Sanders, Dorsey Levens, Eddie George, Dante Culpepper, Marshall Faulk, Michael Vick, Ray Lewis, Donald McNabb.
Dante Culpepper.
Sean Alexander, Vince Young, Brett Favre, Troy Polamalu, and Larry Fitzgerald, Drew Brees, Peyton Hillis. Pretty much all victims of the Madden curse, except Larry Fitzgerald. I mean, he missed one game the season after he was on the cover.
All right, rock on.
But, like, Peyton Hillis, he had a breakout year for the Broncos. running for over 1,000 yards. He ended up finishing with 3 touchdowns and 577 yards the next year.
Nice.
Or like Michael Vick. The Madden curse really got to him. Did you know he has a dog now?
Oh my god. Is he allowed to?
Yeah, he's allowed to have a dog now. I forget what breed it is, but he went out and apparently got a really badass dog too.
Oh.
Like he didn't go out and get a golden retriever or anything. You know? Something he could have been like, hey guys, you know, I made huge mistakes in the past, but I got a golden retriever now. No, he went out and got like an Uber pit bull. like a Mecca Rottweiler or something like that.
Michael Vick's Pitbull.
My friend just recently got a Corgi.
Oh.
He calls him Prince Henry, but I just call him Henry.
Who is this?
My friend Tyler.
Oh, okay, cool. Prince Henry.
He's already like taking over because he has another dog, but his dog's much older.
Oh, really?
And Henry's kind of taking over. Because his other dog, Guinness, will like try and go and eat Henry's food and stuff like that. And Henry will growl at him. Guinness will run away. It's funny because Guinness is so much bigger than him, too. Hey, Andy, remember when we talked about last week that The Walking Dead was going to release content between season 1 and 2?
Yes.
Well, we actually have a release date for season 2. I guess we have a release window. It's fall 2013 that it's supposed to come out.
No, it's not. I thought it was 2014.
Nope, that was wrong.
What?
It was misprinted in Eurogamer.
Oh, sweet.
So it's not coming out in 2014.
Far away, actually.
Yeah, so it's going to come out this fall. And so then we know between then, sometime this summer probably, we're going to get that extra content.
Ooh.
Dan Connors clarified the interview summary with Eurogamer. He said, the current estimated release window for the season 2 of Walking Dead is fall of this year, 2013, and not next year as 2014, as has been reported in a recent interview. We apologize for any confusion and thank all of our fans for continued excitement for the series.
Ah. All right. Sweet. That's going to be awesome.
Yeah, so that'll be fun. And then we can do that streaming thing. Where...
Oh, hell yeah. Hell yeah.
You play episode 1, then I play episode 1, then we compare notes.
Why'd you choose this? Do, do, do.
So what'd you do when Clementine saw the ghost of Lee?
I got the gang together.
What if she sees the ghost of Ben?
Oh my god.
She's like, oh my god, it's you, and everyone thinks it's gonna be Lee. They turn around, it's Ben. He's like, hi Clem.
I didn't mean to.
Dude, I saw the funniest picture a few weeks ago. The episode where Rick first saw Lori's ghost. Someone photoshopped it so it was T-Dog. And it was perfect. It was like it was shadowy like it should have been, but you could just tell it was T-Dog.
That's awesome.
And he's like looking at it. He's like, what do you want from me? It's fucking T-Dog staring back down at him.
That is beautiful.
Hey, guess who's mad over Assassin's Creed 4?
Oh, PETA.
Oh, PETA. PETA gets mad at everything.
Yeah.
Now, Ubisoft has responded to PETA's attack over whaling in the next Assassin's Creed. They've said, quote, history is our playground in Assassin's Creed. Assassin's Creed 4 Black Flag is a work of fiction that depicts the real events during the golden era of pirates. We do not condone illegal whaling, just as we don't condone a pirate lifestyle of poor hygiene, plundering, and hijacking ships, and over the legal limit drunken debauchery. The too long didn't read is, it's a video game. Get over it.
Yeah. But yeah, you're right. PETA gets mad at everything.
They do. And it was really funny. They did that thing for, it was April Fool's of last year, wasn't it? Where they came out and said the Tanuki suit in Mario.
Oh, yeah.
They were mad about it. But the thing is, no one got the joke because that's literally something PETA would do.
Yeah.
Everyone was all pissed at PETA. They're like, it was a joke. Huh? We fooled you. It's like, that's like something you would do.
Yeah.
That would be like me going, hey, Andy, you want to do the podcast at 4 instead of 6? Be like, yeah, sure. Like, oh, April Fool's totally got you.
Yeah.
Well, that's something you've done.
Yeah.
So it makes sense. Andy, guess what game is getting a fan-made remake?
Oh. Ooh, give me the era. Give me the console that it's on.
It came out on PS2, Xbox, and GameCube.
All right. Okami. No, that already got one. What's it start with? Letter.
T.
Oh, God. Is it a the word?
No. No, it is not.
Tony, I don't know. Whatever.
Time Splitters.
What?
Time Splitters Rewind. It's a fan-made remake. Well, I guess, you know, I guess that's wrong. It's not technically a remake. It's like it's a new game, technically. It'll be made using the CryEngine 3 and be multiplayer focused while retaining the classic Time Splitters look and feel.
What's it called?
Time Splitters Rewind. Now, the features so far are it will be multiplayer focused, bots will be present. It will use assets from past games, but there will be new content as well. We'll still feel like Time Splitters. There will be mod and custom content support. It probably won't be on consoles, but PS3 and Xbox 360 controller support will be there. And it will be completely free.
What?
It'll be free. No microtransactions, what? No DLC or anything. All the characters and maps
for this.
Will be added from all the Time Splitters games.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
I'm sure they'll have, like, a donate button or something like that, and I would totally donate.
Yes, I would donate
like that.
So hard to that.
It will be updated regularly, too.
Oh, God, I would. Oh, my God, I would donate all over that.
And despite being on the CryEngine 3, they hope to tone it down a little more so most computers can handle it.
Yeah. Oh, that made my night. I need a cigarette.
We still need to stream GoldenEye Source.
Fuck yeah. I think I know. Oh, I used to have it installed. I got rid of it.
I tried playing it on my old laptop, but I couldn't do it. I couldn't run it. I couldn't run it on my old laptop. I kind of could run it. But when I was on, there wasn't a lot of people on. So I hope there will be people on next
time. Just be me and you playing. Just one-on-one.
Yeah, one-on-one's not
in our commentary, like,
In the interview between iGamer and Jen Bergensten, the lead designer of Minecraft Pocket Edition, he said that once Microsoft's current exclusivity deal with Mojang runs out, the company will start considering bringing Minecraft to the PS3.
I don't think that's ever going to happen, actually.
Why not?
Because whenever the exclusive deal runs out, I bet they have it for like a year or so. Minecraft's a big thing to hold on to.
Mm-hmm.
And I just think by the time that comes around, they might do it for the PS4 because it's a PC architecture, so it would be a lot easier for them to port it over to that.
He did say, quote, Microsoft has an exclusivity deal for consoles. When it runs out, we'll consider Minecraft for the PlayStation, but the Wii U is very unlikely.
Yeah.
Which, honestly, Minecraft for the Wii U would probably work pretty well.
Yeah, you have the gamepad with your inventory.
Yeah.
Ooh. Oh, that'd be good. That'd actually be pretty damn good.
And this next story is from the Andy News Analysis League. Tomb Raider crosses 1 million copies sold in under 48 hours.
And then what wasn't the headline? I was like, oh, yeah, this is why big games should be released during the spring, summer.
Mm-hmm. 1 million in what is technically the spring release window.
Yeah.
I know there's like a good 4 inches of snow outside or something, but it is technically the spring release window.
But yeah, just that goes to show that big games that come out and that this time period people will buy.
Yeah, I just don't get why companies think the only successful time is the holidays. And I know people can come out with stats going, well, most video games are sold during the holidays. Well, that's because everyone sells them during the holidays.
Yeah.
You know, that's why the numbers are so big. But I can guarantee if Call of Duty was like, hey, we're going to release this game in June, it would still get really high sales.
Yeah.
Instead of everyone just lumping all the blockbuster titles between October and January.
Oh, yeah, that'd be awesome.
More games need to come out in spring and summer. Battlefield.
Listen to us.
The first Battlefield came out in spring, I think. Or first Battlefield Bad Company.
Yeah, yes it did.
It was like,
I remember there being a big hoopla for that.
It was like an April release or something like that.
Yeah.
Which was awesome. All right, Andy, that's going to do it for gaming news. You want to go into technology?
That was a lot of game news.
I know. I had a lot, which is great because I don't have a lot of news. So.
All right. Let's go to tech.
How do you kill that which has no life?
It's time to turn up the hype machine and break out those wallets.
Shut up and take my money.
It's time for technology news
on 3-Hit Combo.
Hey, Andy, some guy got a Netflix tattoo.
No way.
Yeah, I'm going to send it to you in Skype right now.
All right, cool.
So this guy got this Netflix tattoo, and he tweets to Netflix. His Twitter handle is TheRealMyron. He loves it so much. He loves Netflix so much, he had the tattoo on his arm. And he was rewarded for his fanboyism. He got a free year from Netflix.
A year?
Mm-hmm.
I'd want more.
Yeah, I would want more too.
Like a lifetime membership.
Because that's like a $96. That's $96.
But
I mean, how much did the tattoo cost?
Probably a little more, but dude, you got their brand on you.
Which is the funny thing is too, he didn't get the tattoo because they were going to give him a free year. He got the tattoo and then they gave him the free year. He got the tattoo just because.
God damn.
He also
looking at this.
He also tweeted, "There are so many strangers in my mentions about this Netflix stuff. LOL, they don't understand the life." Don't tell us we don't understand.
The life.
Don't tell us we don't get it. Shut up. You got the a Netflix life, tattoo, man. And that's stupid. I love Civilization. Should I get a big Civilization 5 tattoo?
Do it.
Please, could you tattoo my back with all the symbols from all the civilizations?
I
want all the resources on my leg. You can put cattle here, deer here, sheep.
You can put copper on my butt. Nobody cares about copper.
Yeah. So I hate that. You don't understand. No, I think we pretty much get it.
Yeah.
Your fanboyism has gone too far.
Yes. 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 Yes.
Hey, Andy, AT&T has said we will unlock your phone.
For a price.
In a blog post, AT&T clarified its policy on unlocking devices, saying it will release your phone as long as you fulfill the terms in your contract and as long as they have the unlock code.
They have the... What?
As long as they have the unlock code.
What the fuck's the unlock code?
Well, I'm sure when you unlock it, they give you a code and they want to have it.
Oh.
Maybe to relock it in the future.
Probably. That's crazy. I wonder if Camilla could do that with her iPhone.
Well, I know technically right now it's illegal to unlock your phone.
Really?
Yeah. We talked about it a few weeks ago. The Congress passed a bill that said, hey, you can't unlock your phones, and now it's might get overturned.
All right.
Which is stupid. This is another thing. We talked about in games how a lot of games, you get sold the game, but it's not really your game.
Yeah.
Same thing with phones. You get sold a phone, but it's not really your phone. Like, you can download your apps, but, you know, God forbid if you try and get the most out of the technology we sell you.
Yeah. You get what we give you.
That's stupid. Andy, we've talked about a lot of 3D printing in the past few weeks.
Oh, I love 3D printing.
Mm-hmm. Well, a man had the first ever 3D printed skull replacement fitted.
That's pretty awesome.
They swapped out a whole 75% of the bone in his head for a man-made replacement.
What?
75% of his skull.
Dude.
The unnamed man.
That's gotta be so strong.
Oh, dude, it does. The unnamed man from the U.S. first had his skull scanned to create a digital replica before the large replacement plate was printed out. It has specifically designed textures and holes in the... I will not even try to pronounce that word, but it's 21 letters long. Structure to encourage the growth of cells and bones. The technique could provide invaluable for replacements of other bone damaged bits. And they're talking like, if they can do this, then they could theoretically like repair an arm or like this or a leg.
That would be so cool. So cool.
A German court is inclined to ban Google Maps. We talked about this a long time ago, but Google...
I thought it was France.
You know what? It might have been France.
I'm pretty sure it's France.
Yeah, you know what?
Germany's getting all butthurt about it.
Yeah, it was France because they said Google...
It was hurting the private companies or something.
Yeah, the people that actually make physical maps.
Yeah.
A German trial, which is seeing Google and Motorola battle Microsoft, appears to be going badly for the search giant. So badly, in fact, that the German judge has stated he's inclined to ban Google Maps from the country. The judge believes he ought to hold Google responsible for the infringement of a European Microsoft patent describing a computer system for identifying local resources and methods.
That patent sounds like somebody really thought about that.
Dude, Germany's tough. Like, anytime we've uploaded a YouTube video of, like, gameplay or something, and it says your video may be banned in some countries, it's always just Germany.
Really? Does it tell you which countries?
Yeah.
Oh.
You click on it, it'll tell you which countries your video is banned in.
Always in Germany.
It's always Germany. Always Germany. And
it must suck to live there.
It's for things like background music. Like, if I were to play The Sims and, you know, that little key, you know, piano background music, that would probably get banned in Germany. Because I don't own the rights to that music.
That's pretty crazy.
Yeah, there was only one time I got one of her videos got banned everywhere, and I had to fix it.
Nice.
It was fucking background music from Civ 5.
Oh my god.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, I remember you telling me about that.
Yeah, I had to remove the background music, which luckily YouTube will do that for you. But still, it was just like background music, really? So that's why all the videos after that, I just turned the sound down because I didn't want to have to do that again. We should just make a bunch of our own background music. It's just you and I tapping on a table going, playing Civ. So they'd be like, do you own the rights to this music?
Yeah, we made it.
Hey, here's the papers.
Yeah. Just have like coffee and shit spilled all over it.
Or it just says, we own this.
Oh my god, that'd be good.
That's all it says. Andy, have you ever wanted to go to China?
Not in particular.
Well, you know, one of the things you can't use in China is Twitter. You have to use Weibo.
Weibo?
Weibo.
Oh, there's Meibo. Do you remember Meibo?
What's Meibo?
It was like you could sign into all your different chatting accounts and one thing.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. Huh. It was back in like high school for me.
I always used Trillion when I did that.
Trillion was like the same thing. Meibo is just like browser-based.
Ah, I see. Well, Weibo, spelled W-I-E-B-O, has some 300 million users, and they send 100 million messages a day between them. That's 70,000 messages per minute.
Holy shit.
By observing a sample of 3,500 posters who, between them, had 4,500 posts censored over 15 days, Dan Wallach of Rice University in Houston and his partners were able to uncover the true blinding speed of China's censorship. 30% of heretical tweets managed to be censored within the minute they were pushed out.
Jesus.
30% of these, 30% of the 300 million users
were censored.
90% of the messages were censored within the same day.
Dude, that's crazy.
So, according to his calculations, if an average censor can scan around 50 posts a minute, it would require some 1,400 censors at any instant to handle the 70,000 posts pouring in. And if they work 8-hour shifts, that's a total of 4,200 censors on the payroll each day.
They have to have some kind of program.
Even if they did. Like, they mention here in the article, surely they must have help, keyword alerts, list of trouble posters, auto-block phrases. But it's clear that China is putting some serious effort into scrubbing Weibo clean in real time instead of delaying posts.
Oh my god, that's crazy.
That's insane. All right. What do we got next? All right, Andy, you want to go into news? I guess that's it for technology news.
All right, that's some news.
Time for the main event.
Let's get it on!
It's time for the 3-Hit Combo Newscast.
Let's go for the goal, Johnny.
This first story reminded me of another story that I don't have up, but I'm going to do my best to remember. So this lady was working in a restaurant, and the weekend before, she had her wallet stolen. And she went, she was working at a restaurant and was serving a table, and these people ordered a drink, an alcoholic drink, and handed her her own license.
No way.
Yeah, her own license. And she decided not to say anything about it. She just handed it back and said, okay, and called the police, and they got arrested.
Oh, my God.
That's hilarious. The funny thing is, too, the lady who was arrested was 26.
Really?
She didn't need to use a fake ID.
What the frick,
she had
dude?
No reason to hand her own ID.
Maybe she couldn't get an ID or something.
Yeah, maybe. I don't know, man. That's
really stupid, though. Oh, my God.
But this is the story that reminded me of it. Out of New York, a woman said a man mugged her for her cell phone, and then in a different, and then mugging in a different way, if anyone gets that reference, posted a photo on her Facebook page of himself smoking pot. The Bronx resident told police she was robbed of her cell phone around 3 a.m. on March 2nd. Shortly thereafter, the woman said she noticed a photo on her Facebook page of the suspect smoking marijuana. The victim told police her phone and Facebook are linked, so photos are automatically uploaded.
Oh, my God.
Now, police have yet to arrest the suspect, but they are using the photo to help identify him.
Oh, that's beautiful.
That's hilarious.
That is beautiful.
All right, Andy. Chantel Banks. This is a woman who loves her rats more than people. She says they smell like nachos. Chantel Banks is a grown woman with a family, and like many families, hers keeps pets. Except in her case, her pets are rats, and there are 19 of them. Now, she will be in an April 3rd episode of The Learning Channel's My Crazy Obsession. And I gotta say, TLC is just fucking awful. It is the worst channel on TV. It is. It is so bad. This is the same thing that, this is the same channel that has Here Comes Honey Boo Boo.
All right. The other reason I don't not hate on Honey Boo is I found out that all the money they're earning from the show, they're like saving for her to go to college.
I understand that, but that's still a shitty show.
Yeah.
It's a show that shouldn't be on air. And there's a lot of shows that shouldn't be on air that are on TLC. I just fucking... I hate it so much because back in the day, TLC was a fucking great channel. It was like the Discovery Channel.
Yeah. Yep.
And now it's just this crap. It's so bad.
What's crazy is so many people watch it.
I know, and I'm really disappointed in people that watch it. The same with Jersey Shore, people that watch Jersey Shore. I was really disappointed. And a lot of people are like, I watch it because it's so bad. No, no, don't give me that excuse. You watch it because you like it.
My buddy one time was like, hey, you want to watch something that'll make your head hurt? And this was like right when it came out. And I'm like, all right. And, so we watched Jersey Shore for like 15 minutes, and oh my God.
Same thing with like Real Housewives. That's another show that's just God awful. What I don't understand is, according to my Facebook friends, all the girls that I know that watch that show are girls that are always posting, oh my God, hate drama, oh my God.
Yeah.
And so their escape from this is watching a show that's nothing but women yelling at each other.
Yeah, exactly.
A bunch of catty bitches complaining.
Drama.
I hate drama so much. BRB, gonna watch Real Housewives. It's like, the fuck?
You know what Ricky said today at school? He said he looked fat. And I was like, no, she's not fat, but you're fat.
Yeah. And it's like, it's not like this is a fantasy show either. This is supposed to be a reality show. And so these people that hate drama are now watching people just being filmed arguing. There's no substance to it. It's not like a fake TV show or something where like, like on The Walking Dead, when people argue, it's because there's storyline and context and something to do with it that will advance the story. In Real Housewives, it's not. It's just people arguing just because they're shitty people.
Yeah.
And for some reason, this qualifies as entertainment. Now, let me step down from my soapbox and finish the story. Now she'll be on my crazy obsession, and will explore Banks' eccentric life, from the two-bedroom apartment she now shares with her rats to her son's bizarre assertion that the rats are his brothers and sisters.
Bullshit. No. This has got to be scripted. This has got to be. That sounds so fucking stupid.
Now, she is estranged from her husband. They're not divorced, but they are separated. Who is really sick and tired of taking care of rats? Now, Banks have also said... She says she likes rodents more than people. She says, my rats don't judge me. They love me for who I am. When I cry, they lick my tears. You got some sadistic rats. Yes, cry, human. Cry some more, human.
God, just God damn it.
So remember, that'll be April 3rd if people want to watch that. And if you do, please, just kill yourself. I'm sorry, don't kill yourself. What am I saying? I'm not bound by the FCC. Do whatever you want. A man in Warsaw, Poland was taken to the hospital with a screwdriver in his head.
Oh, how'd that happen?
Police say a 25-year-old man has undergone a 3-hour operation to remove the screwdriver. The man apparently fell and lost consciousness, but does not remember that. I don't know. It doesn't really say, like, if there's any medical condition that made him fall and lose consciousness, but he did. When he regained consciousness, he was first aware of a pain in his hand before realizing something else was wrong. He walked to the car, looked in a mirror, and noticed the screwdriver was penetrating his forehead just above his right eye.
Oh, my God.
He then told station TVN24 that he smoked a cigarette before calling a neighbor who got him to the hospital.
What?
That's stupid.
What? America.
This was in Poland.
What?
That's so stupid. Right. And I know there's got to be people in the comments. God, should I go down to the comments? Okay, I can't find it right away, but I'm sure there's somebody that's like, oh, man, what a badass. Yeah. He smoked a cigarette before going to the hospital. It's like, that's stupid. He could have easily died by waiting. Doesn't make any fucking sense. What a moron.
Yeah.
Andy, a man has been accused of stealing $19,000 worth of Girl Scout cookies. Christopher Morton was charged with stealing $19,000 worth of Girl Scout cookies from a South Carolina warehouse.
That is one clever stoner.
The cookies were first reported missing by the owner of Carrie Moving and Storage, who reported that 450 cases of Thin Mints and shortbread were missing after an inventory was conducted on February 26th. Morton, who is a driver for the business, had since been fired. He's also charged with breach of trust more than $10,000.
Jesus.
Greenville, South Carolina deputy sheriff has recovered 352 cases of cookies from behind an abandoned business.
152.
So he did something with 98 boxes, because he stole 450 and there was 352 remaining.
Very nice.
Or maybe he knows where they're hidden. Maybe he's like Ron Swanson on Parks and Rec, where he's like, I've got stashes of gold hidden around town. Or do I? All right, Andy, guess where we're going next?
To Florida!
Let's do it! First up in Florida, a Florida woman pulls her gun on a Walmart employee because he wouldn't honor her $1 coupon. Mary Frances Alday, a 61-year-old, was arrested after she pulled a handgun at a Crawfordville Walmart because the store refused to accept a $1 off coupon. The reason they wouldn't accept it is because she printed it online, and they do not accept online coupons.
Oh my God, dude.
According to the Smoking Gun, the incident went down this past Friday when a clerk told Alday that they could not accept the coupon. She called the lady a bitch and, among other choice words, intentionally hit her with her shopping cart and warned the manager not to follow her. She said, quote, to the manager, if you follow me, I have something in my car for you. That something turned out to be a loaded Smith & Wesson 38 special. Several employees had gathered to watch Alday, who walked out of the parking lot, produced the gun, and began waving it around. She then pointed the gun at the employees and said, I have something for y'all.
I have something for y'all.
Alday then took off in her 2011 Ford Escape, but was eventually pulled over by a sheriff's deputy. apparently a big believer in her own interpretation of the Second Amendment, Alday replied in the affirmative when she was asked if she had a weapon in the car. She said, quote, yes, I have a concealed weapons permit, and you're not taking my gun. What he should have said then was like, I'm not here for the gun, I'm here for you. You're under arrest.
Hey, you're under arrest, sucker.
Alday then began reaching for something when an officer used a taser on her. She was then dragged from the car where the gun was found in the central console. Alday faces 4 counts of aggravated assault with a deadly weapon and 1 count of battery.
Beautiful. Beautiful.
Fucking goddamn it.
America.
America. Also, a Florida company has started rewarding workers with Beer Cart Friday. This is out of Port Orange, Florida. Employees at a Florida healthcare company are allowed to drink on the company's tab on company time, thanks to a perk known as Beer Cart Fridays. Advanced Medical CEO Jennifer Fuscelli told Daytona Beach Journal News she's been rolling out beer carts for 2 years as part of an unorthodox corporate culture that rewards employees for hard work.
Oh my God.
She says the company began in 2005 with 4 employees and now has grown to 350 workers in 2 locations. The company also hosts costume days for Halloween, barbecues on the clock, and a birthday get-out-of-jail-free card, which can be used for a paid day off.
Dude.
Now, employees are restricted to 1 beer, which she says is a small price that pays huge dividends.
Dude, that's still 1 beer. That's so relaxing.
I don't think I could do that. Because if it's like a Friday, maybe I wouldn't be able to do it on Friday. Because it would be like, I don't know, that signifies like work's over for me. You know,
so it, the rest of the day you're just like,
yeah, cuz if I have like a beer at noon and then I realize I still have like 3-4 hours left, I'm going to be like, oh fuck, I still got to work. Guess the day's not over.
Don't eat anything the whole day so that 1 glass of beer gets you wasted. Yeah,
I don't eat on Fridays.
Just eat. No. Trust me.
Just sitting at my desk listening to Queen. Everyone's trying to work.
In your chair. Mamma mia!
Instead of Beer Cart Fridays, can we do like, I don't know, Tequila Thursdays?
Jaeger Bomb Mondays.
Yeah, like 8 a.m. on a Monday. Yeah. Oh, you're the start of the week.
Bro!
It relaxes everybody. People call in like, yeah, I have a complaint. Oh, man, what's wrong, bro? Although Jaeger Bomb Mondays would get out of hand quickly. I have a complaint. Well, I got a complaint about you and your stupid voice.
Give me a second. All right, let's do this.
Or like, what if it's like a place that, like, when I was working at UPS or something, like, I could easily see customers coming in. Like, oh, crap, this guy. All right, let's take care of this.
Take a bomb, Bunder!
Take a shot for every customer you don't want to help. Oh, not this guy again.
You just eventually, like, you're just laying over the register.
Turn the computer on. You do it yourself.
It's a product test, yeah. Yeah.
All right, Andy, that is going to be the last story for news, and that will close out the Skype cast.
Hey, this is good. How did it sound on your end?
That sounds fine on my end.
Oh, I was going to tell you during gaming, but I bought my first Humble Bundle yesterday.
Did you?
Yep.
Sweet. Anything cool in it?
This one game that I played a demo of, and it's fucking amazing. It's called Beat Hazard.
Oh, yeah.
It basically is like a space sci-fi shooter that you load in your own music and it creates like enemies and all these cool effects to your music.
Oh, that's cool. That's kind of like in the same vein of Audio Surf.
Yeah. Yeah. And I really enjoyed Audio Surf and this game's amazing. Ooh. And then there's a game, I haven't played it yet, but it's called Solar 2 and it's basically a planet simulator. Like you start your planet and then you can join other planets or combine planets and stuff.
Oh, can you play that online like with people?
I don't know.
Oh, dude, that'd be like what Astro Empire should have been.
Oh, yeah. Dude, Civilization needs to just make a fucking space game.
That'd be amazing.
All right, I'm going to open Solar 2 really quick here. See if there's a multiplayer. You know, no. Let's end this.
Okay. Remember, everybody, you can find us on Facebook, facebook.com/3hitcombopodcast, twitter.com/3hitcombopc. That is the number 3. PC stands for podcast. Email us at 3hitcombopodcast@gmail.com. You can find us on YouTube. Just search 3hitcombopodcast. Go to 3hitcombopodcast.blogspot.com to find everything we've ever done. And remember to find us on Stitcher Radio. Subscribe to 3 Hit Combo Podcast. So for Andy, this is Matt signing out. Thank you.